Steve Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, joins us every Thursday at this time to warn us about scams and spams. And, of course, scammers are targeting Mother's Day shoppers, aren't they, Steve?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, they never stop. So if you're looking online for your Mother's Day's gift to the last-minute shoppers, please be aware of the scams associated with that. There's these fake organizations out there, fake websites, fake links. So when you're online, please make sure you do your research online and about that company and find some information about them, Bob. So many times consumers just happen to grab the first thing on top, which this is an ad, and the scammers can take out the ad as well. So just be very careful on that side.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't say sponsored, so use caution.
Right.
Good time to actually go to your local Ma&Pa independent brick-and-mortar store. It's Small Business Week, and unfortunately, small business scams are a big business, aren't they?
They are, unfortunately. It happens all the time. You know, we went consumers to shop to small businesses, but be careful though out there that there are some businesses out there that don't have good track records at all. You know, they really target consumers, you know, in thinking they're shopping local when they're really dealing with a fraudster. So Small Business Week is May 4th to the 10th. We want consumers to visit their local small businesses that impact the neighborhoods and communities that they live in, but be careful. Maybe sometimes you get the emails from, you know, fake small businesses saying, click here for a great offer or go to our website, and without doing the research on them, you can fall victim to those types of scams.
Tell us about this National Scam Survivor Day, which is today. What's that all about?
Well, it's the second annual Scam Survivor Day from the Better Business Bureau. Basically, it really gives you online resources for consumers who have been affected by scams. You know, a lot of times, Bob, we talk about these scams, but we have this information on the Better Business Bureau website that really helps them, if they have been scammed, what to do, what to look out for, and what resources are available to them. So it's really a toolkit online. So if you go to our scam tracker, you'll see a survival toolkit button there. And this gives you information on how to restore your financial, your mental, and sometimes your emotional well-being, Bob, because it hits you in many different areas, not just finance. And we see that time and time again. So we want to help the Better Business Bureau, want to help consumers as much as possible.
We've mentioned phishing scams before. This would be a good time to talk about what they are again and how to avoid them, because someone in Chicago lost, what was it, like $13,000 in one of these?
It was, Bob. So phishing scams are basically, with P-H-I-S-H, phishing scams are basically emails or text messages from an individual or an organization who are basically imposters saying they're from somewhere else. So we had a resident of suburban New Lenox recently lost $13,000 when they clicked on an email that appeared to be from their Xfinity. They have Xfinity, and they thought it was them. It was a phishing email. So basically, even the email looks great, Bob. They copy and paste, so you can't tell the difference like in the old days. And basically told them they need access to their computer, and they gave them access. And then basically they got access to their account, and they took out almost $13,000. And now the case is under investigation by the New Lenox Police, but it's always best never to click on links that come unannounced. Even if you think it's from your local cable company or local bank, it's better to call them first. To make sure. And if they're asking for information right away, Bob, that's the tip-off to the rip-off, as we like to say.
And sometimes you can recognize a phishing email because the return address, the email address of the sender, will have no relation to the company purportedly sending the email. But now you have some of these phishing emails being sent from a Google address, and that's kind of scary, isn't it?
It is, Bob, because they have the company's name that you think their email is coming from. They have different variations, or they use a Google account. And that's a clear warning sign. If you're getting an email asking for pay an invoice or to click on a link and it's coming from a Gmail account or somebody like that. So it's important to look at where the email address is coming from. And again, if it's just coming out of the blue, we ask you not to click on those links in there and do the research first, because it can do damage to a computer, Bob, as we've seen many times, and it can lock your computers, it can lock your corporate computers down. And we talked about that law firm that, you know, recently talked to. They had to pay $1 million, Bob, to get their files back from the scammers, all because the receptionist clicked on a phishing email. So be very careful on those.
Are you hearing a lot about, I guess there are emails that come out, or maybe texts, supposedly about something like your Apple ID and iCloud in danger of being suspended, and they want you to take action right away. And as I always think about you saying, if they want you to do something like immediately, that's right. That's the warning, isn't it?
Exactly, Bob. Especially if they said they're going to close your account can be suspended. They want to kind of put that sense of urgency that you have to act quick. They don't want you to look them up. They don't want you to do research on this type of scam. They want you to click the link. And a lot of times we're seeing more, Bob, is when you get an email saying, well, thanks for purchasing the TV, Bob. You know, it's great. And if you have any questions, click here. And they say, wait, I didn't order a TV. And you panic, it's on your credit card. So they said, well, we need your credit card number to return your TV set. They're returning the money to your account, rather. And then they give them their account number, and basically they steal their identity. So anytime, they, like you said, Bob, 30 minutes or less is the rule. They want you to do something quickly. That's the tip-off to the rip-off. The only thing, 30 minutes, is buy pizza.
And the scammers like to have a line in there, something along the lines of, if this is a mistake, contact us. Because, you know, they know you're going to think it's a mistake, so people want to contact the sender, don't they?
Yeah, they get a better open rate doing that, Bob. We've seen it over the years, and it continues on because it's working. So they basically create this urgency, and then, okay, something is wrong. We'll gladly help you. Then you click there, and then they're going to ask you for the information, your account number, your password, and things of that nature. So if you get an email out of the blue like that, please don't open it. Don't click on those links. And if you do see a scam, report it to the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker. We keep track of all these scams across North America. Again, it's bbb.org/scam tracker.
Yeah, it's a sneaky world we live in, and we appreciate your guidance on that. Steve Burness at the Better Business Bureau. Have a good day. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day.